For the second time, Donald Sterling, owner of the L.A. Clippers basketball team and a real estate investor, is facing allegations that he turned away potential renters based on race. Commentator Todd Boyd says this type of poor sportsmanship is worse for his team's image than any bad behavior by athletes.
Donald Sterling, the wealthy Southern California real estate mogul and owner of the NBA's Los Angeles Clippers, was recently sued by the U.S. Justice Department for housing discrimination. The suit charges him with refusing to rent his Beverly Hills apartments to African Americans and families with children. Last November, Sterling was ordered to pay nearly $5 million in legal fees to plaintiff's attorneys in another settlement going back to 2003, where he was charged with discriminating against Black and Latino tenants in his apartments in the Koreatown section of L.A. In other words, there's a history to Sterling's discriminatory practices. Did I miss something? This is 2006, right? Housing discrimination is the type of violation more readily associated with an earlier time. Charges of housing discrimination are most certainly not something that one expects of an owner in the NBA, a league where the majority of the players and the overall culture itself have long been Black. What is so infuriating about the Sterling situation is the fact that the story has not received much attention in the non-sports media. And even when it has been covered in sports, the coverage has generally been very limited. This could account for why there has not been an appropriate public outcry. Whenever there's a negative story about NBA players, my phone rings off the hook and my email inbox overflows. I remember last year doing what seemed like 1,000 interviews about the new NBA dress code. And that pales in comparison to the number of interview requests I received in the aftermath of that now infamous brawl at the Palace of Auburn Hills in 2004. In both cases, these were basketball stories that jumped from the sports page to the front page, yet not once has anyone ever called and asked me to comment about issues related to Sterling's housing discrimination. Everyone from the league's front office to owners, coaches, players, and people in the media should be calling for Sterling to be punished in no uncertain terms. If the wearing of oversized white tees, throwback jerseys, and sagging jeans were thought to bring down the image of the league, then what about a systematic policy that denies people an opportunity to live somewhere because of the color of their skin? In a league where wealthy owners call the ultimate shots, this type of discrimination and the silence surrounding it not only tarnishes the league's image far more than some youthful clothing choices, but it also cuts to the core of the league's own integrity. The wayward acts of an NBA player ultimately reflect on that player. To the extent that a player is responsible for doing something deemed wrong, past history suggests that the player will be punished quick, fast, and in a hurry. In some cases, that player may even be kicked out of the league. To have an owner be associated with housing discrimination is something that goes beyond the acts of an individual, especially considering that this individual represents ownership, the real source of power in the NBA. To ignore, minimize, or otherwise let these actions go without proper punitive action is to silently endorse such behavior.
Todd Boyd is a professor of critical studies at the University of Southern California School of Cinema, Television.